Kathleen Levy. She's a writer for the Lansing State Journal. We love talking with Kathleen. It seems like she's been covering education issues a lot. And we like to get her take. Not only is she a great writer, but she's a mom. And I think that parents, when they're talking about these issues, seemed a little bit more vested in them. Kathleen, how are you?
Great. Tony, how are you?
I'm doing well. Do you feel that way when you cover this stuff, that you're a little bit maybe more interested and more vested in it?
Absolutely. You know, my daughters are in fourth grade and sixth grade, and I am deeply concerned about getting the best education possible, and I know that most other parents are too. And so, I think we're all in the same boat here.
Well, you wrote an interesting piece that had a lot of great information in it. It was titled, Districts Worry Charter School Law Could Cost Them Students, the Charter School Law Impact. Why'd you decide to write this piece?
Well, you know, Governor Snyder just signed a bill into law that will remove the cap on the number of charter schools in Michigan. There are only a certain number that universities can charter, and that will be removed, which means that we're likely to see more charter schools springing up within the next couple years. It takes a while to get a charter going, so it'll probably be a couple years before we see more schools. What charter schools do, you know, charter schools are public schools that use the same state aid formula, basically, with living a little less money, as public schools. And so each student that leaves the school district for a public school takes a certain amount of money with them, which means that schools which are already suffering from declining revenue are going to probably have more decline as people go to charter schools.
Does a charter school get the same amount of money that a public school gets per student?
The minimum amount that a public school gets per student is approximately $6,850. A charter school is not allowed to collect the local property tax portion of that, which I think is somewhere around $1,000, $1,300. So they get a little bit less per student. And the reason why is because they're not allowed to levy property taxes in order to build their buildings, which local school districts are.
In Kathleen's story, she writes that 256 is the current number of charter schools in Michigan. 56 have failed or closed since the program began in 1994. And as she mentioned, 160 is the number of schools with oversight by universities. And when I talk to officials from the MEA and from the Michigan American Federation of Teachers officials, they tell me that these charter schools most fail, most don't do as good a job as public schools, and also that too many will take kids away from their districts, and there shouldn't be a competitive issue when we talk about kids' education. And I just find that interesting because we can compete in everything else. Obviously, they're trying to protect their own interests.
You know, they are trying to protect their own interests, and with the Schools of Choice program, which of course allows parents to move their student out of one district into any neighboring district as long as there is space for that child, the school districts really are in a competitive situation anyway, and I believe the officials in Lansing will tell you that they have lost more students to School of Choice than they have to charter schools.
You know, you also write in here examples of local charter schools include Shabizz Academy in Lansing. Now, when I talked with that principal and that leader, I'm not sure I have had a conversation with a principal or a superintendent like I had with that individual, Kathleen, because he was nice and very well-spoken and sounded educated, but he was firm and precise and told you exactly the way it is and exactly what they do. And I just sensed discipline and vision and focus. Do you see the same when you talk with leaders from charter schools?
Well, I do think that the charter schools that that are working the best are the ones with a very clearly stated purpose and mission. And Shabazz Academy has happened. It definitely is one of those. And I had written a feature about them earlier this year. You know, they have some innovative things that they do to promote parent involvement, which, of course, is one of the big issues in school all the time. You know, you want parents to be invested in their kids' education, and in an urban district, that's sometimes a problem. And they do some amazing things like that. The same thing is true at the National Heritage Academies, the Lansing Charter Academy and Windermere Park. They also heavily promote parent involvement and try to get the whole family invested in school, which is something public schools have been working to do for some time.
Dr. Eugene Kane is the principal of Shabazz, and they're doing fairly well student-wise, aren't they?
They're doing very well. Their test scores are excellent, and they have turned the school was failing a few years ago, and they have managed to turn it around. Dr. Kane would like the school to be what he calls a 90-90-90 school, which means that despite the fact that it's 90% minority and 90% free and reduced lunch, that all the students will still get 90% on their tests, and they're very close to that.
Kathleen, what is the difference between schools of choice and charters?
Well, a charter school is a separate entity. It can be within any school district, and the students often founded with certain type of philosophy, like Shabazz Academy is Afrocentric, et cetera. It's a public school. They either rent or buy a building and bring students there. Schools of choice is a situation where you are allowed, if you feel that your child is not getting the education that you want your child to have in the district that you live in, you may transfer your child to any district within the same intermediate school district or a contiguous district if there is space in that district. And this has been a boon for districts like East Lansing, Waverly, and Holt, which have also faced, I mean, every school district in Michigan is facing declining enrollment because there are just fewer kids now. But these districts have managed to benefit by kind of siphoning kids out of Lansing. And, you know, Waverly and East Lansing both have about 20% Lansing kids in them now. Holt, I don't think the number is quite that high, but they're also up there.
I know that there are some concerns from public school officials about the accountability issue when it comes to charters.
Yes, and I think that part of that is the fact that the State Department of Education has been cut in recent years, and there just aren't a ton of people there anymore. And so I think they're afraid that the more schools there are, the more thinly spread the accountability folks will be. You know, I think that that's probably an issue that the State Department of Education is aware of and will be looking at. You know, charter school students do take all the same standard exams as everybody else, and they are kind of graded on the same type of report card. It's just a matter of day-to-day oversight. If there are a ton more schools, who's going to do it?
And you write also that districts like Grand Ledge, which has a little bit more than 5,100 students in that district, don't face the same challenges with charter schools, but Lansing School District, to name one, is one that's lost a lot of kids to charter schools.
And that is true typically in every urban setting. I think Dr. Wallace, the superintendent in Lansing, will tell you that I believe his quote was that they prey on urban school districts because those are the districts where the test scores seem to be lower because of certain types of challenges the districts have. And people who want a different experience for their kids are going to be looking for something else. And so if you open a charter school within a school district, a lot of people will go ahead and try it.
All right, Kathleen, two more questions for you. As a reporter and as a mom, do you think more charter schools in the mid-Michigan area will up the game, if you will, to help our students learn better?
I think it will be interesting to see, you know, competition is theoretically good. I think that's what the people who put the charter school law in place are thinking. I think it will be interesting to see if some people come up with some kind of innovative curriculums. There's a charter school in Eaton County where they cater to dropouts and kids who are not doing well in regular high school. It's an online program. It's very flexible. The kids are doing great. I think there's possibilities for maybe some innovative stuff there.
And then finally, Kathleen, I think the Lansing School District needs to do a better job at publicizing what they do well. And I think that their magnet schools, the programs that they have with the ability to have your kid learn Mandarin, I think that the word on that needs to get out some more. Whoa.
You know, that's absolutely true. Lansing has some truly wonderful programs, and they are they're definitely fighting years of reputation there. And I don't know what the answer is as far as a publicity campaign, but there are some really excellent things going on in Lansing schools.
Well, Kathleen, we've enjoyed your contributions to the program over the last year. You're awesome. We appreciate your time. Have a great new year, and we'll talk with you soon.
Happy New Year to you too, Tony.